Akron Community Voice, spotlighting Akron's minority business owners and community leaders, featuring the programs and services of Bounce Innovation Hub. Akron Community Voice is made possible by WAKR 1590 in partnership with BU Podcasting Company. And now here's your hosts, Ace Epps and Kat McDaniel.
Good morning and welcome to Akron Community Voice, a weekly talk show brought to you by WAKR 1590 and BME Akron. BME Community is an award-winning network of innovators, leaders, and champions who invest in aspiring communities. We train leading organizations in matters of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We run the most remarkable fellowships for Black leaders in the nation. My name is Kat McDaniel, and I would like to thank you for joining us and taking time to listen.
Good morning. My name is Ace Epps, and we are on the air every Sunday morning.
That's
at what time?
9:30.
We're at 93.5, and of course, that's on the FM dial.
That's right.
And then we're at 1590.
It's 1590
AM. Yes. So we're going to be getting your week started off right. If you're listening to this on the World Wide Web, you probably found us at www.akroncommunityvoice.com.
That's right.
Or you found us on my Facebook page.
Or my Facebook page.
Or Kat's Facebook page, which is not under Kat, it's under Allison. Allison. Please share. Let people know that we are on the air circulating a new episode. We will be spotlighting Akron minority business owners, community leaders, and a few creatives.
That's right. So we'll share it to our pages. Okay. And then we would appreciate if you guys share it.
Of course. And so as a community partners with BME, and we support the efforts of Bounce.
That's right.
And doing what?
Creating a better Akron.
Yeah, so creating a better Akron. So in the studio today, we have some people from Bounce. These are people that I work with closely. We have a program called Mortar. That's applications are being opened. And we spoke on the show about a week or so ago. We brought them back because we're getting some applications in. We want to make sure you guys know to get those applications in. So
That's
in the
right.
studio, we have program coordinator for Mortar. Her name is Sharetta Latrice Housie. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. To my
Glad
right,
to be here.
To my right, to your left, this guy, he is a program coordinator for Grow. He helps everything in the entire Grow Department, which stands for Generating Real Opportunity and Wealth at Bounce. Give it up for Michael Jefferson.
Hello.
Welcome.
Okay, so that's what we got.
That's right.
Right.
And again, like an effort to creating a better Akron, we'd like to let you guys know that this show is brought to you by one of our community leaders, the Law Office of Candy Robinson. She's located at 333 South Main Street, Suite 401, Akron, Ohio.
Right.
So if you need to reach her, we definitely want to make sure she's a mention for our show as well.
Right. And we're going to be also
spotlighting.
So we were talking last time when Cindy Woodrum was on the line.
That's right.
How we were saying that everyone should have their own personal network.
Exactly.
And so we're creating our own network for for Akron Community Voice. And our attorney is,
that's right,
what's her name again?
Candy S. Robinson.
Right. So if you need that resource, she could be reached at again one more time.
Her law office is 333 South Main Street in Akron, Suite 401. I'll pull up her phone number.
Okay, that's okay. So listen, before we pull up her number, we always start to show off real quickly with the morning motivation.
Sure do.
Yes.
This morning's motivation is, know what sparks the light in you, then use that light to illuminate the world.
Know what sparks the light in you, and use that light to spark the world.
That's right.
The world.
Brought to you by Oprah Winfrey.
Right. Mike Jefferson, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you?
I think Oprah is trying to inspire the whole world, and she's doing it with that quote.
Okay. That's definitely what she's doing.
That is what she's doing.
But what does it mean to you? Say it one more time. Read it aloud.
Know what sparks the light in you, then use that light to illuminate the world.
Yeah. How would you process that, Mike?
I mean, in processing it for myself, I think Oprah is saying, like, I heard somebody say one time, not to put a quote with another quote, but follow your passion and money and success will follow you when you go there. I think it's a similar type of concept. I think Oprah's just saying, if there's something that you're passionate about, something that sparks, you know, your brain to do something, your heart, your passion or whatever, you know, do it. Do it the best way you can, and everything else that you're hoping for will follow you.
Are you buying that, Cap?
I mean, he did use another quote. Mm-hmm. No, just kidding.
Are you buying that, Sharetta? You buying that, Sharetta?
I'm buying it.
All right, so we're buying that. That is being purchased.
All right, all right.
All right, Sharetta, read it one more time for her, and we expect your response, Sharetta.
Know what sparks the light in you, then use that light to illuminate the world.
All right. So first she said, know what sparks the light in you. And I believe in order to do that, you have to know yourself, right? So you have to identify and get familiar with who you are. And then once you know and identify yourself, know what makes you special. What makes you great? That's the light. Once you realize that, then you change the world, make a difference by using it.
I'm not buying that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That was
that's
awesome.
All right.
That was
we're
awesome.
We're definitely going to buy that.
That's buying it. We buy it. Mike, you buying that?
I'm buying it.
All right, all right, all right.
He's all smiles.
All right, so I'm going to just dive right in.
Dive on in.
So if you look at the word.
Sounds like he's preaching. If
light.
You
look. Is it light? Light, right? So for me, I look at that word light as what brings you enjoyment and fulfillment. Not necessarily, she says, make great. So I'm going to have to take it another angle because you said great. I'm going to say what brings you enjoyment and fulfillment. So for me, what brings me enjoyment and fulfillment is helping people, black male engagement, workforce development, music, right? Mm-hmm. Find out what brings you enjoyment, fulfillment, what makes you like, what makes you smile, what makes you go, what's your batteries, what's your energy, right? That's my energy, right? And so once I got it, I'm going to use that
right
to go and affect the world, right? Mm-hmm. To affect the world. So the idea is, so if it's black male engagement, mm-hmm. be me. If it's workforce development, right? Mm-hmm. Urban League, Open M. If it's recruitment, it could be for a party or event I'm throwing. It could be when I was working at the Oriental House, right? Be in tune with yourself to know what bring that light up and then use it to your advantage to affect change. That's what I'm selling.
Wow.
All right.
I like it too.
You like
so
that?
I really feel like
right.
You all covered all of the
but
angles.
No one bought mine yet.
I buy it. Do you guys buy it? Sure.
Buying it. Buying it.
I have to do them the way you did me.
Right.
I buy it.
All right.
All right.
So you're going to try to get out of it, aren't you?
I feel like you guys covered it.
I need one good one from you.
One? You know, because all I do is piggyback. Let's
okay, go ahead.
Again,
to
no.
Piggyback on. Right.
That is how it's start. Again, know what sparks the light in you, then use that light to illuminate the world. I just feel like on a daily basis, a lot of people are, they're home, they're at work in their normal 9-to-5 jobs, if you will. And to me, they're just going about the day. And I feel like there's something that makes you happy. There, once you find that thing that makes you happy, that you just enjoy doing, for me, it was always if I got angry, if I got sad, I would make like conditioners for my hair. Or I would bake. Mm-hmm. So those things in me, like once you figure out, and it's also like Ace, you know, I love to help people. That's just like the basis of things. So right. That's what brought me here in this community here, joining up with someone like Ace. But again, mm-hmm. you find those things that make you happiest, mm-hmm. that you enjoy doing, and then you find a way to bring change to your community or right. smile, just a smile to another person. Like right. I just feel like it doesn't have to be, I think one small thing can change one person's day, and that kind of catapults. So I change Sharetta's day. She goes home and makes someone else happy. So that just kind of sparks the path to change the world, but by one person. It doesn't have to be, you know, huge, but it could just be changing one person's day can change the world.
One person can spark the path to change the world.
Exactly.
I like that.
Did she say that? Or
did she say that.
Write that.
That was good.
Hey, put that on the Facebook right now. Somebody put that
sure
on the Facebook.
Will.
Put that on the Twitter.
Which also brings me to that like nonprofit that I'm working with, which is called Becoming the Change, which I got from Mahatma Gandhi's, obviously, be the change that you want to see in the world.
Yes,
so it's kind of, I take that as my living mantra, if you will. All right.
I love it.
Do you guys buy that?
I'm buying that. I'm buying
definitely
that.
Buying it.
And I'm buying you a cup of coffee.
Buying.
All right. So listen, we've got that. Tell the people who just joined us for the first time why we do that and where we got it from, the morning motivation.
Well, the morning motivation is something that we did take over from Frank Miller III, he would do some morning motivations. And we also have a sister station in Philly.
Right, right.
So we also take some, we took some of the quotes from Jay Philly. Right. Big up to him as well. And we basically take morning motivation, what it is a motivational quote. It could be a scripture from the Bible, anything positive. We go around the room, round robin style, and we use it as an icebreaker. Everyone gives their take on it, and we either buy it or don't buy it for anyone that missed it. So right. we also put it on our page. Please engage instead of in our inboxes or something later.
Yeah.
Just tell us how you feel, and we'll read your response and your name as well.
And I will say, starting today, it's we're now in July.
July.
July. We want to start getting people to interact with our show.
Okay.
I want you guys, if you're listening to me, send me the morning motivation, and then we'll be doing it on the live on air, being able to talk about your inspiration. How about that?
That sounds great.
Right. So if you see Kat walking down the street, hit her off with a motivation so she can write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
I'm bringing people. You know what? I actually thought about this. We'll do it later. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hop on something because I'm always on my live for something weird sometimes. If I hop on there and I talk to you about our morning motivations, give us your take on there. It'll be recorded and I'll also be able to engage that too.
Right, right. Good.
I take my morning hikes in the woods, so
right.
sounds weird, but it's great.
Right. So listen, we are here today. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurship, starting businesses, being able to do a number of things. And so we're going to start off with some bounce announcements.
Bounce what do we got? Announcements. We have Grow, Generating Real Opportunity and Wealth. It is an aspiring entrepreneur program. There's three tracks. So there's a 10-week cohort program focusing on entrepreneurship, education, and business idea validation for aspiring business owners.
Right.
That is track one.
Track one.
And then we have track 2.
Track two.
Which we're going to come back to. It's basically a 15-week cohort program helping businesses launch and maintain sustainability by creating jobs and increasing capital.
Absolutely.
And then the third and final.
The third and final.
Is the next level business incubator. It's one-on-one business counseling, mentorship, and workshops to assist established business owners grossing $10,000 to $1.5 million annually to scale and market more successfully. So right about now, what we're focusing on is the Mortar at Bounce program. And we have two people here from the program we're going to go over. Again, applications are open at this time.
Right.
Please go to bouncehub.org and hit the Grow tab. So that's going to bring you to the Mortar at Bounce program and get you in touch with these fine people that we have here today.
All right, so let's start off with Mike real quick.
Mike
is one of the business counselors that is at Bounce and the non-tech department, of course. So if you're in a mortar program and you need one-on-one counseling, and who would you talk to? You'll talk to somebody like Mike. Mike, let's talk about business counseling for the Mortar program. What do you offer the program as a business counselor?
Well, as a business counselor, generally just try and help clients out any way possible. Different people are at different stages in their business. Some people are just thinking about the concept. Some people are, you know, just getting going or starting. Some people have been doing it for several months or a year or so, and they're trying to legitimize it or, you know, make it more official, more professional. So, things like working on your financials, like a budget, maybe you're trying to get a loan, a business plan. The most oftentimes you work with people on their marketing plan, not just advertising, but their strategy. How do you find your customers? How do you advertise to those customers so you can actually, you know, start making transactions.
Right. So basically, Kat, it sounds to me that he's being able to help navigate the nuances of business development.
That's what it sounds like.
So we have the program coordinator of Mortar in the house today. Sharetta Latrice, how are you again?
I am great. How are you?
We're doing well. So tell us, in a nutshell, what is Mortar?
What is Mortar? So Mortar is a 15-week course designed for those who are starting or growing their businesses. It targets underserved and redeveloping communities, and it offers non-traditional or historically marginalized entrepreneurs the opportunity to use their talents, not just to make a dollar, but also to positively participate in the rise of Northeast Ohio.
I love it. So let's talk about it, right? So we have something that's unprecedented unprecedented for the area. We have GAR Foundation. Mm-hmm. We have Burton D. Morgan. We got the city. We have Bounce. And we, of course, we got the Greater Akron Chamber, all collaborated to help bring this phenomenal program to Akron. And the program was founded in Cincinnati. Tell us a little bit about the Cincinnati Start.
So there were three African-American guys in Cincinnati that got together and felt like they wanted to change minority entrepreneurship within Cincinnati. And so what they did was they got together, they went to a bank, and, you know, things happened to where they weren't able to get this loan. So they decided that they were going to not just change minority entrepreneurship, but do it to where the entrepreneurs themselves can, you know, learn how to do legal, how to fund themselves. They will learn how to brand, learn how to market, really, truly changing the face of entrepreneurship in general in Cincinnati. And they have done it successfully, which is why we decided to bring them to Akron to have Mortar at Bounce.
Yes. And so let's talk about, just real briefly, Kat, you know, for years, we've been together for years, and we started at the Urban League with the Ice House.
That's right.
And just by you listening to the difference, what do you think is the difference between, like, let's say, an AE or Ice House versus
Mortar?
Yeah. What do you think, just about just listening?
Well, again, I think the Aspire and Entrepreneur program was pretty much like a mirror to the Ice House program.
Yes,
so
yes.
You're basically validating. You're starting off. You would start with my main man here, Michael. And we start here. You get your validation. So it was class starting there. And then once you establish your business and you know what you want, you need assistance. You might get to a point where you're like, okay, this is a great idea. I love, for myself, like, let's just say I love baking cupcakes. And what do I do now? Like, what do I do now? I have it. It's a great business idea. It's something that's needed in our community. And you would want to know what's your next step. How do you brand yourself? How do you get yourself out there? Where do you find your new customer base? You know, how can you get some space, a kitchen, things like that? And then that's more of a program that needs a facilitator, someone who has always obviously have been in business, and they're able to give you ideas, show you where to go, help you with getting, if you need a business loan, things like that. So I feel like that those two programs is kind of like stair-stepping one to the other.
Right. So Sharetta, about a Mortar, how can someone get involved with Mortar as a participant? What would one have to do?
So you would first go to bouncehub.org/mortar, and that's MORTAR, bouncehub.org/mortar, and apply. From there, you know, after reviewing the application, you will be contacted if you are going to the next level per the selection committee. From there, we'll be in contact. You'll have an interview, and if decided upon, you will participate in Mortar.
So what is the criteria?
Really, the criteria is, A, you have to be a, not a, you can't be a nonprofit.
Okay.
So you have to be a for-profit business, number one. You also have to have a business that is already validated, which is why aspiring entrepreneurs is so important, because you don't want to get through it and just have an idea and aren't sure of what steps to take or if this is something that you're sure of. So you want to be sure about this because you're investing in this. This costs you $295. So you want to be able to invest in yourself, take it seriously, and get to that next level. So you want to be a for-profit business. You want to understand and have knowledge of your business being something that you truly want to move forward in. And then just be ready to roll. There's no specifics. You just have to be, you know, validated. You have to understand the concept of your business and know where you want to go. Have a clear, concrete plan of who you want to reach, who your demographic is, and just be inspired and ready to put in work, because It's not a class that you take lightly. This 15 weeks, you will be challenged. You know, you will have to save. You will have to do budgets and look at your credit and all these different things. So be ready to put in the work. That's the most important piece.
So if you're just joining us, man, we are recording our show for the WAKR 1590 AM 93.5 FM show. This is our community, Accra Community Voice show with Kat McDaniel. I am your pilot, Ace Epps. And we're talking about the program Mortar at Bounce. Again, shout out to Burton D. Morgan. Shout out to
GAR
Foundation. We want to send a shout out to the mayor's office, the Greater Akron Chamber, for being able to bring this program to Akron and be able to reach out to different local entrepreneurs, would-be business owners. This is for individuals who are looking for services, and we've been able to put them all under one hub, and that's Bounce. So we want you to be able to check us out. Sharetta, when is the applications open?
The applications are currently open now until July the 18th.
Applications are open now, July the 18th. This is for Mortar Program, Mortar at Bounce. Again, this program was made by African-American males up in Cincinnati for underserved entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. It's doing phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So we were able to bring it here to Akron. Listen, we want you to tell somebody that the applications are open. Where can you reach the application? How can they reach that?
Again, you go to bouncehub.org/mortar. bouncehub.org/mortar. Or you can contact myself at Sharetta Latrice on Facebook. You can go to shousey@bouncehub.org. You can contact Ace on Facebook. You can contact Allison McDaniel, Michael Jefferson. Contact anyone. But most importantly, bouncehub.org/mortar is where you apply.
Yeah, we want to make sure, Kat, listen, let's put it upon ourselves. Let's make sure that we get, within a week, we need to get 10 people applying.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start from today, because there's people watching this as we record it, and then it's going to be coming on the radio Sunday, and we're going to share it on our website. We're going to try to make sure that we have people who actually apply. Again, we're talking about the Mortar at Bounce program. Mortar at Bounce program. Okay.
Yes. Right. And if you're looking to apply, keep in mind, it's a 15-week program. You're going to learn about legal. You're going to learn about marketing. You're going to learn about branding your business. You have the opportunity to potentially pitch in front of investors, an 18-month alumni program, which you will be able to network and possibly get jobs. It's essentially what a 2-year program that, you know, really will help you get to the next level in your business, or maintain your business.
Why is this important? Why is it important?
Well, it's important for a number of reasons. If I can be frank, you know, it's important for our community, the African-American community, because we need diversity. We need successful businesses within the African-American community. And this is one way to do so, to invest in yourself, to learn what it takes, to learn the nuances of business and entrepreneurship, and then to soar. Because if you soar, we all soar. And that's why it's most important.
Okay. Again, if you're just joining us, we are here at the BU studio by way of WAKR. Mm-hmm. This is Akron Community Voice with Ace and, of course, Kat McDaniel.
That's right.
Kat McDaniel, why is it important to participate in a program like Mortar at Bounce for would-be business owners or for people who even got their businesses started?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people out here that want to start business. If you can go down your timeline, you know everybody is pitching an idea, if you will, and it's online. So I feel like if they really want to take it to the next level, if they want to get, like she said, the legal aspects, the marketing, it's essential to go through the necessary steps, because you may have the best next business, but if you don't have the backing, the knowledge behind it, you're just going to be, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but pretty much online. You'll be like a Facebook post.
Right.
So in order to take that from Facebook into reality, you actually need to put in the work behind it.
Or stagnant. You know, right. You can be stagnant if you don't know the behind the scenes of everything. A lot of us, we put it out there, hey, I'm doing this business and it's good on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, and then it becomes stagnant. But if you know exactly who your target market is and you understand your business, the world is available for you.
Mike, why is it important for people to invest in themselves as emerging entrepreneurs here in Akron with a program like Mortar?
Can't rely on anybody else to for your paycheck or to feed your family. So you got to invest in yourself.
Okay. And I feel like a lot of people, like I said, when they go from online, they might have an online kitchen per se. And then people say, when are you going to open up? You know, when are you going to open up a building or when are you going to get a space? They're always kind of like, well, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. But you actually, this is ways to actually get that in motion. Mm-hmm. So
right.
It's important if you really want to go big or go home.
Go big or go home. We want to make sure that we are opening businesses and helping sustain business here in Summit County that not only create jobs, right? It's you know, there's nothing wrong with solo entrepreneurs, right? Mm-hmm. But I would like to see a lot of these businesses get to the capacity where they can hire some people.
That's right.
And then circulate dollars locally.
That's what we want to do.
We want to circulate some dollars locally. And then we want to be able to make sure that you know where to get your stuff started. You can check us at Bounce. You remember our address, Kat McDaniel?
Bounce? It is 526. South Main. We have so many different spaces, you guys, so don't blame me. So there's Bounce that where we are now. We have another sister station. Come on.
Right. So we want to make sure you guys do know about that. And so Mortar is great. We have some great different people in the program. Shiretta, if you can, raise your voice a little bit, speak a little louder. But if you can, tell our listeners some of the type of businesses that are in our first cohort.
So we have Alicia Wilson from Compassionate Catering Candy. So she is a catering company that caters candy, Rice Krispie treats, cakes, you name it, she does it. You also have Honesty Healthcare, which is really awesome. It's a home healthcare company, but it's tech and non-tech because you can trust your family members who may need some services are being provided for because they actually install cameras in there to make sure that they're safe. So that's a good
one. All right. So listen, again, where can you apply at?
You can go to bouncehub.org/mortar.
And how long is the application open for?
Until July the 18th.
How long is the program?
15 weeks.
All right. Again, real quick, what is the program?
Mortar is a 15-week program that focuses on both existing and aspiring entrepreneurs to learn the nuances of business to help you start, build, maintain, and grow your business.
All right. We're going to forego our bro call, and we're going straight to the something we started called the Movie of the Week.
That's right.
All right. Now, this is stuff that we totally leave up to Kat. Now, she's going to tell us a movie. She actually watched it.
I actually watched
it. Now, again, don't take her word too much. She haven't watched Black Panther yet. So
I knew he was going to do that.
All right. No, but listen, she does a movie and then brings it to us, and then we go watch it, and then we're going to start talking about it the next following one. Okay? What you got?
I want you, too, to go and watch it and also report back. So, this week's movie of the week is Da 5 Bloods. And it's you look it up.
Five Bloods.
It is a movie by Spike Lee. He was just released, I want to say, last month.
Right.
And over Netflix, Hulu.
Yes.
So it was amazing. Guys, if you guys get a chance to watch it, it's like, obviously, World War II or Vietnam veterans, they were all reuniting. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really, but it brought along issues from that's actually happening right now. And it was kind of back and forth. So if you ever seen the movie Miracle at Santa Ana?
Yeah, now you know Spike Lee did that one too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. If you saw that movie, it was basically something like that. It was different. They were based in Germany, I think, in that movie. And this one, they were in Vietnam. It's something that you guys should all look into right now. Check it out. If you check it out, get on our pages. Let us know how you liked it. Thumbs up it. Thumbs down.
Right. And that's your suggestion for the 4th of July weekend.
Check out Five Bloods.
That's D-A, the number 5, Bloods.
Spike Lee.
Okay. We got two more. Well, actually, we got one more minute. So, again, Mortar.
Mortar at Bounce.
Again, what's the website?
Bouncehub.org/mortar, M-O-R-T-A-R.
Okay, so with that, thank you to this guy here. He goes by the name of?
Mike Jefferson.
And this lady here?
Sharetta Latrice.
And of course, we have the beautiful, the 7-year veteran.
Incomparable.
I love it. Keep going. No, just kidding. Yeah, yeah. Kat McDaniel.
Kat McDaniel. My name is Ace Epps. Thank you and enjoy your day.